This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And this is where the drama of live radio comes. Mackenzie, are you there? You remember if you asked me if I had another guest in the second hour? And I didn't tell you because I forgot. Well, it's about to be. Hang on a second. Well, I tell you what, let me do this real quick. This coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, make sure everything's going, Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Go ahead and get him if you would, please, Mac. This is what happens. This is what happens when you do live radio. This is what happens. Because I had reached out to author and musician Dan Waugh, Second Amendment commentator and everything else, and I reached out to him, and then he was going to, I wanted him to come on the show, but then he was going to the G Gun Rights Policy Conference, and he couldn't, so I completely forgot about it today with everything else that's been going on. So let's see if we get him. All right. Dan, I'm sorry.
That's okay, man. Don't sweat it.
That's the drama of live radio, though. Like I was telling everybody, I had reached out to you and you were going to GRPC, and I remember now, you know, when I got your text just now, just like, oh, goodness gracious. Anyway.
Oh, don't sweat it. Don't
fresh
sweat it.
Fresh off of the GRPC, we're joined by author and good gun, bad guy, author, Dan Waugh. How was the GRPC?
Oh, fantastic. We had major players from all over the country. It was it was really fantastic. A lot of great speakers, and it was like a collection of people all with the same mission, the same passion for the Second Amendment, and it was just a really great unification of gun owners.
Yeah. You guys were in a nice part of Chicago, right?
Yeah. People said, what are you going to Chicago for? Well, a couple things. First of all, that's where you want to go. That's where you want to show the people of Chicago that patriotism, gun ownership, and Constitution are a good thing. They're the people who need that support because there are people in that city who want their rights, and they need us to come there and support it there. However, I didn't see much of the city. I mean, I went from the airport to the hotel to the conference center. It was and everything was very fast paced for me that weekend. So I didn't get a chance to really go out and explore.
Now, carrying a gun in Chicago, they have concealed carry, and you can carry guns in Chicago because there's been rampage killings stopped by armed civilians there, so it's not like it is a complete gun-free zone. But was there anybody there, any of the conference attendees, were any of them carrying guns?
Oh, I'm sure they were. Yeah, I'm sure of it. I just, I just don't know. It was all concealed. So, but pretty confident about that.
How did, I've been dying to ask somebody about this. I didn't even think to ask Rob Morse about it the other day, but how were the attendees?
Yeah, we were talking about you, by the way.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We're saying, you know, where's Bill?
Yeah.
We got a picture that we wanted to show you.
Yeah, I think somebody sent me that picture. was there a guy named Peter Wartorski there? I see you out there, Peter. Was anybody out there, were they all going, poor Cody Wilson?
No. I don't think there was any talk. At least I didn't hear any talk of Cody Wilson. No, it didn't come up.
Right.
As far as I know.
So, I don't know. You know, that thing, there was so much written about it, and now it's just stopped.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of strange and weird. And you know, you and I touched on this a little bit before, and what he did there doesn't have any connection with the 3D printing blueprint.
No, it doesn't. None at all.
It's two separate things, right?
It is two separate things, and it will endure past him. It will go on past him.
Sure.
Way past him, so I'm not that worried. And it was, the concept has always been out there. It's just with the technology that he applied to it, that was the new thing, was that applying that technology to it. But I mean,
sure, right, exactly. You know, and a new innovative technology to an old concept. That's the way it goes. That's technology. That's how things move forward.
Now, as you guys were there in Chi-Town, were you so focused on what was going on at GRPC that you managed to dodge the sideshow that is the Kavanaugh thing?
No, it's been impossible to dodge it. You know, even when I'm in the hotel, you know, even just chilling out for a little while, relaxing, you know, the TV's on and there it is. And just tonight, there's been a lot of talk about it too. I've got plenty of opinions on the whole thing. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with this apparent belief that the Democrats have, to where they keep saying, you know, if we just keep coming up with these sexual assault accusations, he'll never get confirmed.
Right. Okay. So let's start with that. I just had a conversation with my wife, and she said, and she works in an office that it's primarily, you know, mostly women. She works in a doctor's office, and she said the women there are just disgusted with the whole thing, and they're not disgusted in a way that the media would like you to think. They're disgusted that these accusations can be brought on at the 11th hour, as they say. Of this guy who's got a pristine record, pristine reputation, and the women are not happy with this, because what it does is it doesn't help women. You know, it makes it look like now guys have to be on the defense all the time, got to be careful. I saw little jokes on Facebook and stuff, but, you know, if you're going to go out, the mom's telling the son, if you're going to go out, if you're going to talk to any girls, make sure you have good legal representation. Because, you know, it's terrible what we're teaching our kids.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing, though. And, well, you know what? We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time in this segment,
sure.
So we'll pick this up in a minute. Good Gun, Bad Guy, that is books 1 and 2. That is what Dan has written, besides all of the other stuff that he does as a Second Amendment advocate out there, doing all the things and going to all the conferences and everything. And we're going to have to. Are you going to SHOT?
Oh, I think I'm definitely going to try to get there. Definitely.
Okay.
Because yeah.
I booked the flight for that today. So, you know, if you're going to SHOT, that'll be enough time for us to get in all kinds of trouble. So, that, you know, it's a week long.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, we'll be right back. My guest is Dan Walls, author, commentator. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Hey, play. Play. There you go. Play.
Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Woz. As the he's the guest that reminds the host when the host forgot that he's the guest. If you can keep up with that. Now then, considering all the stuff that's going on with Kavanaugh and all of these shenanigans that's going on and everything, this sort of looks like this is the hill that the Democrats are willing to die on, doesn't it?
Well, I certainly hope they do. But they're really stretching it. They're really taking this thing to the limit with these accusations and just the rhetoric and the circus. You know, any logical person, even Democrats have to see this as ridiculous. You know, and it's just so funny that people can still vote for these clowns who are creating this sideshow, this circus.
If this is what they do with Kavanaugh, though, and I mean, Ginsburg, and I wish no ill will to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Sure, no, I know.
But she's 85 years old. She's 85 years old, and she's not in the, you know, best of health. I guess she's decided to go the way of Thurgood Marshall and die while in the robes or whatever, but whatever it is, I just have this sense, and I'm, you know, Trump, I think if we actually had a real poll where they really went out there and actually polled a good sample of people, I think Trump's approval would be somewhere around 60%. So he's going to get reelected. So he's going to have another Supreme Court, at least one more after this one.
Yeah.
And their minds. Odds are it's going to be just Associate Justice Kavanaugh. So, and you know, as far as gun cases are concerned, now we've got enough votes to get cert, and that means they can take them up. And then when Ginsburg goes, then it's going to be a 6-3 thing. How do you think they're going to react when she's no longer a justice and she has to be replaced?
It'll be Ringling Brothers. I mean, they're going to go bananas. I mean, if they can do this much for Trump's second pick, can you imagine how badly they're going to act and how childish they're going to act if he gets a third? You know, you got to laugh because it's going to be comical, but I think they're going to run out. Eventually, they're going to run out of valid things to do. Not that what they're doing now is valid, but they're going to really run out of tricks up their sleeve, and because you can't run the same play every time.
Well, but eventually. They think they can. They think they can. I think we've seen Avenetti's girl come out of the woodwork now, and Deborah Ramirez, she's come out, but she's already said I'm not going to testify. And all of this, while all of this is happening, I have yet to hear anybody say, you know, we're violating Kavanaugh's Sixth Amendment by doing all this stuff.
Well, and they also don't want to get caught lying. Because, you know, you got to understand the Democrats are pushing them to do this stuff. And these women, they're the ones that are going to be left holding the bag if they lie, you know, if they lied under oath.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's dangerous. You know, I don't know. You know, I can only bet that they're getting paid a lot of money to push through with this thing.
Well, that's good. I hope they get paid enough to live for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's the thing, because they're gonna need it, because their reputations and their lives are gonna be, you know, destroyed after this, especially if they're found to be part of a huge, you know, hoax.
Right.
So I think that's what they're probably balancing out. They're weighing out the money, or I'm assuming they're getting money or something, because this just doesn't happen last minute, people coming forward like this. I'm assuming they're getting paid. I could be wrong. This is just my opinion. So anybody listening, I'm not, you know, accusing. I'm just saying, from my opinion, I think that they were probably getting some kind of kickback. They have to live with this for the rest of their lives. That's gonna be a difficult thing. So they're probably trying to decide whether or not it's worth it.
Yeah. And the other thing this is doing now, there's plenty of women that get sexually assaulted, and we need to be going after those kinds. When this really happens, this is like the cry of racism. Wherever there is real racism, that should be stamped out in no uncertain terms. That should never, ever, ever be allowed. Wherever there is a sexual predator, they should be sought out. And at the same time, this whole hashtag Me Too thing, I kind of think this is putting all of that in jeopardy, because all these people coming out saying, well, he did this to me, but I don't want to talk about it. Well, you just did.
Let me finish the sentence, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Crying wolf diminishes the cause.
Yep. It diminishes the cause, and it takes, for everybody that really has this happen, it makes it more difficult for them to be believed.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And that should not be the case.
Well, right. Yeah. I know. Anyway. And for women everywhere, you know, out of respect for women everywhere, they should not be doing this, because this is just, I mean, she's supposedly coming forward after all these years, which I'm not buying any of it. I think it's all a bunch of BS. But she's got no proof. She's got no witnesses. She didn't know a date, location. 36 years it took her to speak up, and right before his appointment. And then she doesn't want to testify all of a sudden.
Well, that's because they, you know, they have, the Republicans hired a prosecutor for these kinds of cases, for sexual assault cases, to come in and do that kind of thing, to question her about this, which I found that to be, I mean, come on, Grassley, you're showing me some glimpses of genius here, Pally Boy, but whoever put that one together, that's pretty good stuff. But I think the other part about it is that, you know, where were they, the other six background checks that this guy went through with the FBI?
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that I...
We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
So you mull that over and your response and everything else. And I had to ask that question because this is just... I've been through a background check for a security clearance. And thankfully, I was not being appointed by any politician. I was in the military. So I didn't have to go through any of this nonsense. So Dan Waz, he is the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy. Books 1 and 2, you can find those at goodgunbadguy.net, Amazon, all kinds of places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Canada is running out of time to join a revamped North American Free Trade Agreement with the United States and Mexico. Today in a news conference, President Trump addressed some of the unfair trade practices he believes are happening between the United States and Mexico.
Canada has treated us very badly. They've treated our farmers in Wisconsin and New York State and a lot of other states very badly. Dairy products, 300%. 300%. How do you sell a dairy product at 300%? The answer is you don't.
The U.S. government estimates 80,000 Americans died of the flu and complications last winter. That's the highest death total in 4 decades. Uber will pay $148 million in tightened data security after the ride-hailing company failed for a year to notify drivers and customers that hackers had stolen their personal information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Said it once and I'll say it again. You got to be a special kind of radio guy to pull off that bump. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Waz, author, Corvette collector, musician, talking about the Kavanaugh thing. Do you think they're doing themselves in there, Dan?
I definitely think they are, because, like I said, you can only cry wolf so much, and they're using this the most disgusting accusations that you could possibly use. So they're really going full blast. And if they get shot down on this, and if he gets nominated, and the entire country starts to see that this is a big Democrat sham, they're going to really have egg on their face. It's not going to be good for the Democrats. So I think this is their last effort at any hope of getting their way. But one interesting thing, if you go with this angle, Ford, she supposedly didn't want Feinstein to leak her identity, right?
Right.
Now, but here's the thing: this whole thing would have been useless to the Democrats if her identity was kept secret. Right.
Right.
I mean, they wouldn't have anybody. They wouldn't have a face to put to the accusation. So, you know, they had to leak it. for their own benefit. So this is another reason why, personally, I think she's either mistaken or it was someone else. If there was an incident, I don't think it was Brett Kavanaugh. I just don't. She's got no proof.
Well, you know, has anybody asked her, were you drunk that night, Christine?
Well, true, yeah.
I mean, she was 15 years old at a party with alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I know what happens. I don't know what happens when it does happen. I know what used to happen when I used to go to those things. But, I mean, I was only a teenager for, you know, a few years, and then I was out of that. But did you see where former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm stated on a CNN panel that having no corroborating witness proves the accuser's allegation to be true? Did you?
No, I didn't see that. No. Boy, they're really crazy.
But I mean, aren't most politicians lawyers or something? Wouldn't Jennifer Granholm have known a little bit about something to do with legal process? And I mean, that sort of makes it look like she's never set foot in a courtroom in the United States.
They've thrown any sense of logic and rules out the window. With this president, they have lost their minds. I'm telling you, they're insane. This is insanity. When you watch what they're doing, it really is insanity. There's no sense of justice. There's no sense of laws. It's all thrown out the window. And but people have to start seeing it. People on the left, because obviously people on the right, we recognize it as these people are ready for the straitjacket. But
right.
People on the left have to actually start seeing this, because I know there's logical. I still have hope that there's logical people on the left, and they can't be looking at this and saying, yeah, you know, there's got to be some of them that recognize the insanity.
Well, I know that there's, I think, somebody from Newsweek or something. He got out there and said this is not the way to go. Because this is the whole thing. Like Mazie Hirono, the Hawaii senator sitting on the Judiciary Committee, she's calling that a court of credibility. And this process is purely meant to advise the president on his Supreme Court pick. But they don't pick them. The president picks them.
Right.
And like I was, my first guest, when I was talking with him, and I'm getting repetitive, I'm sorry, folks, but when Sonia Sotomayor was confirmed, she was confirmed by 23% of the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
When Elena Kagan, who never was a judge anywhere, she never judged a dog contest, when she was confirmed, 12% of the Republicans voted for her. With this, they were already telegraphing that they weren't going to vote for Trump's pick, no matter who it was.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
So, but, I mean, this whole advise and consent thing, that's what this is supposed to be about, and it has nothing to do with any of this other nonsense. And some of these things where they're out there saying, well, we want the FBI to investigate these allegations. The FBI doesn't do that.
Right.
There has to be a crime committed for the FBI to go out there and do that. Allegations are a crime. There has to be a crime committed, very apparently. So.
And there's nothing to investigate if you can't remember where or when it happened or what happened exactly. And,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's just ridiculous. Plus, it's 36 years ago. You know, when it's gone a certain length of time.
I know what you're talking about, and I've lost the term, too. But I will say this about this. Have you seen some of the comments that she's made about this? She said that she was in fear for her life, and she was afraid he might inadvertently kill her.
Mm.
Now, in one of those desperate moments, do you think you actually form those sentences in your head? And if you're making that sentence up, if you're getting out there, I mean, a woman that is really attacked, I think as she's conjuring this up, as she's reliving that moment, her vernacular would change a little bit.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Good. You know, I briefly read through her statement. So had I had a chance to read through it, I'd probably be able to comment a little bit more on it.
Right. Well, she hadn't said a whole lot.
Yeah, she says, after the May 12th therapy session, I did my best to suppress memories of the assault. So, so, yeah, she wanted to suppress the memories, recounting. So there's her excuse right there. First line I just picked up here. It sounds like she's trying to convince people that the reason she can't remember is because she did her best to suppress those memories, those horrible memories of the assault. Because recounting the details caused me to relive the experience and cause panic attacks and anxiety. Well, you know, I don't want to take anything away from this woman if this sort of thing actually happened to her, because that would be horrible of me, and I'm not trying to do that. But on one hand, I don't believe a word of it. On the other hand, if it did happen to her, I don't think it was him. Something similar may have happened.
But none of the corroborating witnesses remember this happening.
Yeah, right.
None of her, like, she picks some female, and she's like, I don't even know who Brett Kavanaugh was, and I was never at a party with him. And, I mean, this is one of these events where if you see it, it's, you know, watching somebody be raped would be akin to watching somebody being, you know, assaulted with deadly force or murdered or something, as far as I'm concerned. So that would sort of stick with you, or so I think. So, anyway. This is just me musing out loud. We're about to come up on the break. GoodGunBadGuy.net. That's where you can find Dan's book. Of course, Dan is out there. He's constantly getting more and more prolific in the Second Amendment advocacy. Good for us. We need that kind of thing. And I do appreciate him being there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One more time with Dan Waz. Have I already said that I was sorry?
Don't sweat it.
Okay.
No, for no problem at all. Hey,
I'm not going to sweat it. Yeah, okay.
That's cool. Totally understand. I do it too. But let me read this out of Ford's testimony letter.
Sure.
She says, and there's a big contradiction here. I just caught it. She says, over the years, I went through periods where I thought about Brett's attack. Okay, so she puts Brett's name in there. I confided in some close friends, that I had an experience with sexual assault.
Right.
Occasionally, I stated that my assailant was a prominent lawyer or judge, but I did not use his name. I do not recall each person I spoke to about Brett's assault, and some friends have reminded me of those conversations since the publication of Washington Post. Okay, so at one point she says, I confided in some close friends that I had an experience with sexual assault, and then the next sentence she says, I do not recall each person I spoke to. So is she saying she doesn't remember who the people were, or is she saying she just doesn't remember all of them? Because it sounds to me like she's trying to say that there were close friends, it was the only people that she talked to, but she doesn't quite remember
who
they were.
Now, if you and I come up on each other face to face, I'm going to be like, so Dan, how was your flight down? Good, Bill? Good. Yeah. Yours? It was pretty good. I liked it. I don't want to fly Southwest again, but that was fine. You staying in a nice place? Yeah, I am too. What about you? What you got going on later on tonight? I don't know. I might be just, I was sexually assaulted earlier and I'm just thinking about turning in early. She makes it sound like it was small talk. Because if a female in the gun industry came to us and says, so and so just sexually assaulted me, we're not going to be going, wow, that's too bad. Listen, what are you doing later?
You're right.
That's not small talk, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Something I'm just not buying the whole thing. If she even wrote this letter, you know, I just always have my suspicions because I'm so cynical when it comes to the left and some of their strategies and tactics. And so I don't know if I'm even buying it.
the whole part of it that just floors me is just the total nonchalance that this seems to have gone with. I mean, you know my story. You know what happened with me and you know, in my past when I was a kid. And I can tell you right now, I still can see those moments. I can still see that just like it was, 42 years ago. Okay?
Yeah, those traumatic events.
Yes, and it was a traumatic event, and it did have a long, and I can tell you every detail of the ride, and I can tell you everybody that took me there, and I have spoken to the son of the guy that drove me to one place, and some other people that were involved in some of these other things. So every bit of this is, and I know every name. I know every name that I spoke with. So that kind of thing sticks with you when it's a real traumatic event. How do you sit there and remember all these details about an event and then not know where you were and what day it was and what month it was? And how do you, well, he held me down and I was, you know, it was bothering me because I was inadvertently thinking that he might accidentally kill me. And did you happen to notice what color the room was? What color was the bedspread? You know, any of that stuff.
Right. Right. Any of those details that are sometimes picked up with a traumatic event.
Sure.
I tell you, you know, like when I, you know, in traumatic events they don't have to be traumatic. They can be really, you know, happy, good times too.
Sure.
Like I'll give you an example. Every time I hear the song Angie by the Rolling Stones, I'm 7 years old again on the sidewalk in Schenectady, New York, playing with Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
It's just something like, you know, these are events and moments in our lives that, whether they're good or bad, they stick with us, and you know, the memory is there, and the details are right there. I can remember, you know, you remember very distinctive things like you're talking about. If this was a traumatic event, you would think she would be able to recall some of this stuff. I'm not buying it. Something's
wrong. Think, well, like when somebody's involved in a self-defense shooting, they go into something called takisaki, I believe it is, where everything slows down. And then these fine details become burned into their head, even though they're moving really, really fast. Do you think that in a traumatic moment that everything, and I have no idea of knowing, because I would think that when you're being attacked, the same attack adrenaline dump that I would think happens to somebody that's about to be in a gunfight would happen to somebody that's about to be sexually assaulted, wouldn't you? So that phenomena would occur with whomever, and that would aid them in recalling all of these events, and yet none of that seems to be coming up. No, none of these questions are being asked. You don't. What was Brett Kavanaugh wearing that day?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Was it a plaid shirt? Was it a solid pattern? What was he, what kind of cologne was he wearing? You know, any sort of little detail that you would sit back and say, polo. How would she remember polo if it wasn't real? You know, just any little, I mean, she has no corroboration at all. None. And she's not even trying to make any. And she doesn't believe what she's saying, because otherwise she'd be out there. Brett Kavanaugh can't wait to get out there and testify.
Yeah, that's just it. She doesn't believe what she's saying or what she's being forced to say.
Right.
That's why this is just a big circus. And here's what's going to happen. And mark my words. And this, we're recording this. You know, this will be in the archives. After Kavanaugh is either appointed. Is that what you call it? Appointed.
He'll be confirmed. He's
confirmed,
been appointed.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay. So after Kavanaugh is either confirmed or not confirmed, this will go away. You'll never hear another word of this.
Yes, as soon as it's done, as soon as it's over with, as soon as the because I mean, where did Stormy Daniels go?
Yeah, exactly. I think her and her lawyer are still hanging on. They're still trying to get a few more minutes in the spotlight, but it's not working. Stormy Daniels, that's another thing. That whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, she does not belong in politics in any capacity. She should just stick to what she's good at.
Yeah, and go to the
we all know what that is,
the porn actress's old folks home. That's where she should go. Go ahead and hit the retirement circuit. She's earned it. I mean, she has gone on probably a lot longer than, and you know, I, I'm not going to try to come across as a prude, but I can tell you one thing. I don't know what the porn actor's benefits program looks like, so I would think that she has managed to prolong her time in the, and she's probably gained a little bit of notoriety, and she might have, you know, she might be making bank off of this. I have no idea. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. Tell them where they can find your book. Tell them what you got coming up next.
Sure. Go to goodgunbadguy.net or goodgunbadguy.com or search Good Gun Bad Guy on Amazon. And here at the end of September 2018, we're going to be running for a limited time, limited number of books, autographed copies that we're shipping out directly from our offices, and so people can go online and get an autographed copy.
Yes, they will probably have been driven to the post office in one of the Corvette collection.
Well, I pass out the Corvettes to everybody who helps me.
I think you ought to just have a picture taken with you, with whichever Corvette from the collection you're going to drive, and throw that in there in the book, you know, as a, you know, best of luck, Dan, you know, that kind of thing. Thank you, and I once again apologize. I'll never let it happen again, but thank you for joining me this evening.
No problem. It's always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me on your show, and you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is writer, Ammo Land writer, and Gun Watch writer, Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.